Voy a matar.
To 104.7 FM for Pato PS School of Rock.
So, what are you doing on the weekend, Nayuk?
Well, I'm going to a friend's party. How about you?
I'm having my drama concert.
Oh, cool.
This week we had the Making Our Mark Market, and we went very well. We have a new...
Broadcasted on www.nosybearpodomatic.com.
We have a new Nosy Bear crew. They are Spencer 4A, Hannah 4A, Kobe 3D, Locke 3D, Luke 4A, Tiana 3A, Talzin 3D, Emma 3A, Maddie 34Z, Nathan 3B, Cadet 34Z, Jackson 3C, Charlotte 3B, Aurora 4B, Selena 4C, and Beth 4B.
Here is the hot seat. Why do you get...
You're in the hot seat!
The amazing game show where we put people from each house in the hot seat to answer correctly as many questions as they can. May the best house... Win!
Your house in the hot seat. I am Dior from grade 34Z. With me today is James as quizmaster, Belle as our scorekeeper, and Charlotte as timekeeper. Our contestants today are from grade 2B.
Go.
What is your name?
Adam.
What house are you representing?
Green.
Yes, time starts now. What do you call a baby horse?
A foal.
What do you call a group of fish?
Pass.
Add 100 plus 2 and 10.
112.
Where does digestion start?
Stop!
Well done. You scored 2 points from a cloud house.
What is your name?
Geronimo.
What house are you representing?
Blue house.
Your time starts now. What do you call a baby horse?
Yeah, a calf.
What do you call a group of fish?
At school.
Add 100 plus 2 and 10.
Yeah.
Well, where does...
310.
Stop!
Well done. You scored 1 point for Blue House.
What is your name?
Kyra.
What house are you representing?
Wells Wildcats.
Your time starts now. What do you call a baby horse?
Pass.
What do you call a group of fish?
A school.
Add 100 plus 2 and 10.
112.
Where does digestion...
Stop!
Well done, you scored 2 points for Wales Wildcats.
What is your name?
Jaylisa.
What house are you representing?
Thompson Tornadoes.
Your time starts now. What do you call a baby horse?
Calf.
What do you call a group of fish?
Pass.
Add 100 plus 2 and 10.
Pass.
Where does digestive start?
Stop!
Well done, you score 1 point for Thompson.
The scores are for today... 2 for Wales Wildcats, 1 for Thompson Tornadoes, 1 for Gladesville Gladiators, and 2 for McLeod Mustangs.
That makes red and green a draw for the winners today.
You're in the hot seat.
What do you say after
In the lead is McLeod Mustangs on 51 points.
On Monday, Lucy Spencer and I interviewed Dr. Dennis Napthan, and here it is.
Hello, I am Lucy, and welcome to today's special interview with Dr. Dennis Napthan, who is the current Premier of Victoria. With me today is Annie, the radio captain.
Hi.
And Spencer, who is usually on desk.
Hello. Here are your questions, Dr. Napthan.
Which primary school did you go to?
I went to Winchelsea Primary School, which is in country Victoria near Geelong.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up on a farm at Winchelsea. I'm one of 10 children, so I had 5 sisters and 4 brothers, and we grew up on a mixed farm at Winchelsea.
What did you want to be when you were in primary school?
When I was in primary school, I wanted to be a farmer like my dad. I loved farming and I loved animals, so I just wanted to be a farmer.
Ah, okay.
But then I grew up, when I grew up, I became a veterinarian before I went into politics. So I got into university and studied veterinary science.
When were you? What sports did you play when you were little?
When I was younger, I played football and I played tennis, and I was also involved in athletics. I used to do a little bit of running. I was more of a sprinter. I didn't like running long distances, but I liked sprinting. Mm. It's strange to think now, but I actually could run pretty fast.
When you were young, were you a cool kid?
No, I was just one of the ordinary kids at school. We're in a pretty big school of about 400 kids. One of the ordinary kids, but I enjoyed school because I enjoyed the work at school, and I enjoyed mixing with lots of other kids at school. It was good fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
What was your favourite toy or game when you were young?
I think my favourite game was probably something like Monopoly. I love playing Monopoly. I like board games, and I like games where you need to use your brains a bit, so I liked Monopoly and those sort of games.
Same. Are there more good days than bad days being the Premier of Victoria?
Oh, a lot more good days. It's really fantastic being Premier of Victoria. Victoria is an absolutely fantastic state. It's a great state, and it's a really good chance to get around all different parts of Victoria, meet different people, and you can see so many people doing so many exciting things. Some of those are serving the community, like CFA volunteers, or people helping people in hospitals or in aged care. But it's also exciting seeing people build businesses and grow businesses and grow jobs across Victoria.
That's good.
What is a normal day for you?
A normal day, I normally get up about 6 o'clock, and I try and do a little bit of exercise to keep myself fit. Either go for a walk or do some exercise at home if it's a bit wet and cold. And then I head off to work, and work can take me into lots of different places, sometimes into the Parliament or into the office in Melbourne. But a lot of times it's around country Victoria, like coming down to the city of Kingston today, down to Patterson Lakes and Carrum. And today we're having lunch at the Surf Life Saving Club, and then we went next door to the Yacht Club to announce some funding for them to rebuild their headquarters. And that's always a good, exciting day to give money to help people do something really positive in their community.
Mm. Yes,
that is very good.
Mm. What is your favourite part of your job?
My favourite part of my job is meeting people. I really enjoy meeting people. I love saying hello to the young children out there, in the preps and grade ones, who are really excited and enthusiastic, and of course senior students like yourself. It's lovely talking to you and hearing what your ambitions are. But it's also great meeting businesses who are doing innovative things, like making things in Victoria and sending them overseas, people who are farmers who are growing the food we eat, and people who are making a difference by helping people in hospitals and in our schools as teachers. So all of those things are really important, because people are fantastic. People are really, really terrific, and meeting people is the best part of my day.
How's the first 100 days been like as a Premier of Victoria?
It's been exciting, and it's been really, really terrific, because we had to bring down a budget, and that says about where we're going to spend the money in Victoria for the next year. So we were able to announce some really important things, like some new hospitals, building a new road, the East West Link, which is really important for Melbourne and Victoria. And for, I know that you as young people, for the next 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 years of your life, you'll use that road. And we were able to announce that in our budget this year. So this first 100 days has been really, really exciting and really important in terms of the decisions we've been making.
Have you ever had a day off from your job? If so, who writes your sick note?
No, I haven't had a day off. In fact, ever since I've been Premier, I've virtually worked every day. I had a day and a half off and I went up to the Dandenongs for a bit of a mini break, and that was really terrific. I'd probably have to write my own sick note. Am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to write my own sick note? Do you ever write your own sick notes and pretend it's your mother's signature?
No, we're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to do that?
No.
Oh, that's what used to happen when we were at school. You'd forge your mother's signature on the sick note.
Now, Annie's going to give you 10 rapid-fire quick questions.
Right.
Which do you prefer, cat or dog?
Dog.
Runners or shoes?
Runners.
Pizza or fish and chips?
Fish and chips.
Pants or jeans?
Jeans.
Horse racing or greyhound racing?
Horse racing. Absolutely fantastic, particularly the Melbourne Cup.
Muesli or cornflakes?
Muesli.
Tie or open neck?
I wear ties every day, but I prefer an open neck. When I retire from politics, I don't think I'll ever wear a tie ever again.
If you could fly anywhere in the world, where would you go?
I think I'd probably go to Rome. I love Rome. I love the history of Rome. I love the excitement of Rome.
When you get a chance to watch TV, what is your favourite TV show?
Oh, boring. I like watching the news and current affairs shows. That's as boring as anything. But the other thing I really enjoy watching on TV is sport. I love watching footy, particularly the Cats. My favourite night is Friday night footy. I really do. I'll have my fish and chips, put my jeans on, put my runners on, and watch the footy.
What was your favourite subject at school?
I think probably maths was my favourite subject. I love maths and science, and I enjoyed most of school, but I really enjoyed maths, and I think that I enjoyed that sort of logic of maths.
That's good. Thank you, Dr. Dennis Knapfine, the Premier of Victoria, for giving up your time to come to Patterson Lakes Primary School today.
Can I say thank you very much, and congratulations on the radio show. It's really terrific, and you're very, very good interviewers, and you've got really tough questions, and I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Keep on listening
to the radio show.
Bye from Maddie.
And it's bye from New York. Bye.
Bye.